comes a month. Rabbi Shimon, Captain.
As we approach the last few days before Rosh Hashanah, we start thinking how we've done in the past year. And very often we feel that maybe we've missed and haven't been focused as much as we would have liked to, getting carried away with, as the Rambam writes, Bahavle Oilam. I'll tell you a beautiful chizik I heard a few weeks ago from a choshvita in Shtot. He heard from a Rosh Hashiva from America. He said the following chizik. Rabbi Chana Wasserman would say to the Talmidim of the Chofetz Chaim. Rabbi Chana Wasserman would say to the Talmidim of the Chofetz Chaim, go and look at the Chofetz Chaim as much as you can, because in the next world you're not going to be able to get near him, you won't be able to see him. They say the same thing that the Chofetz Chaim once said to someone who was going to the town where the Leshem lived, the grandfather of Rabbi Yashiv. And he told this person, you should go and look at the face of the Leshem, because in the next world you won't be able to see him. Yaakov Avinu said, after he was told that Yosef was alive, El chover eno b'terem omus. I want to go and see him before I die. And the Farshim asked, why did he mention anything about dying? I mean, he lived another 17 years, I think it was.
Yeah.
17 years he lived. He wasn't bedridden. When he was near the age of his father or grandfather's time of death. So why did he say, Elcho verena b'terem omos? I want to go and see Yosef before I die. What did he mean b'terem omos? So Rav Shmuel Birnbaum, a moir de gapshat. Says Yaakov knew Baruch HaKodesh, as Ruach HaKodesh returned after he knew Yosef was alive. So Yaakov Avinu knew Baruch Kotshoi, the tremendous nesoyin that Yosef had on his own in Mitzrayim. He was on his own, away from family, away from any other Yidden, on his own, in a mokim tuma. He had a tremendous nesoyin, which nobody would have known about had he been nichshel. He's in Sion with Eishes Potiphar, and he was oymed on that nesoyin. Yaakov knew Baruch Kotshoi, what tremendous, tremendous koiches he used to be miskab on that nesoyin, and he knew therefore what tremendous reward he'll get in the next world. So Moedig Abshat, he said, Yaakov said, Eilcho vereno, I want to go and see Yosef, but tell him almost before I die. Because in the next world, maybe I won't be able to reach Yosef HaTzadik. Because that type of nesoyin, Yaakov said, I never experienced such a nesoyin. So the nesoyin which Yosef had could place him in a heichel in Shemayim that I won't be able to get to. That's why he said Pshat Shmuel Birnbaum, Rosh Yeshiva of Miri Yeshiva in America, said that's Pshat Baterem Omos. And then he turned to the audience, to the Shiva Bochrim, and he said to them the following. He said to them, Elcho Vereno, I want to see you, I want to look at you now. Baterem Omos. Because you're living in an age of such great nisyonos, and this is 25 years ago, that to be an Erlich Yid, a teenager, an Erlich Yid in today's day and age, is a tremendous achievement. I want to see you before I die. The next world, I'm not sure I'm going to be able to reach the Heichel where you will be. That's what he told the Bochrim in Mir Yeshiva. If I'm allowed to add, if he'd be standing here today, he would tell all of us the same thing. We're living in an age of unprecedented nisyonos. A person has spent his whole day being memala his taivas, his ritzoinus, without anybody knowing about it. It's so easy with technology. And the fact that a person goes to shul, we daven, we keep Shabbos, we put on tefillin, it's in itself a tremendous achievement. And I'm sure he would stand here and tell all of us, Elcho verena b'terem omos. Like Meruchim writes, 100 years ago, the end of Parsha Shlach Lecha, Ibruchim Das Torah, he writes that every little thing we do in our generations is the same as the great things that Rishonim and Tanoim and Amoraim did. You can look it up yourselves. He writes 2 pages about the chshivas of a person nowadays, that was then 100 years ago, who was a Shomer Torah Mitzvahs. So today, if we're Shomer Torah Mitzvahs as best as we can, we've got what to be proud of, what to be shtolz about. We don't need to feel that we've got nothing to show for our efforts in the past year. The Gevaldige Chizik, this Nekuda Shmuel Bim of Sadova. I want to speak today, Beka, about a different Nekuda. A Nekuda, how as we approach Yomim Neroim, we know what we need to do, but on the other hand, we don't always feel so inspired to do what's expected of us. We don't put in the effort like we feel we could or should. Last year we spoke about the avodah of tshuva. It's not as difficult as we think. Every person has the ability to become a tzaddik before Rosh Hashanah, on Rosh Hashanah. A person can become a tzaddik in a second. To become a tzaddik through tshuva has nothing to do with kaboros avoinus. It's mevuah zayin chazal. We can all achieve it. And this year I want to speak about the second chelik, kaboros avoinus. We think to ourselves, there's so many averas been done in the past year. And we think, maybe we shouldn't really bother trying to do proper tshuva on those averas to get kapora. Because we say to ourselves that we made the same kapora savoinus last year, we clapped al chet in Yom Kippur hundreds of times, and after Yom Kippur, a few weeks after, we went back to our old ways. So really the whole thing is a joke. And that is what subconsciously we think. Now why should I take it seriously when I know I'm not going to do what I'm supposed to be doing anyhow? Tshuva, kaparas avoinus means charot on what I've done, and a kabbalah lost it. I'm not going to do it again. We know we're going to do it again. So we'll go to shul and we'll do what everybody else is doing, but we think to ourselves, what's the use? It's not really genuine anyhow. I can't bring myself to a situation where I completely change my whole life around. So therefore, why am I bothering? It's not going to bring me anyhow kaparas avoinus. And to back up this way of thinking, everyone knows the Lashon of the Rambam. The Rambam writes, Peik Beis Nechus Tshuva, Halacha Beis. What is Tshuva? What is Kaparas Avoinus? He should completely remove himself from his sins. Yisrenem Mechshavtoi. Yigmoi Beliboi, should finalize in his heart, Shalo Yaseo Oid, he won't do it again. And then come the words which give everybody a fright. The Yoid Olav Yodea Talumois. Akshpoch should give witness about him. Shlo Yoshuv Lekisla Oid. Oh, I missed out the last bit. Shlo Yoshuv Le. What's the Russian? Yoshuv? Kisla Oid. He shouldn't return to his old ways in the coming year.
Kisla is a fool.
The fool, right. Lekisla, right. The Rambam writes, this is the Rambam quote in Chai Odom, La Locha, that we need to come to such a madrega of Kabbalah Al-Asid, such a Gemira slave, that Akshpoch can give witness about us, that we're never going to return to our old ways again. We see this Rambam, we say, I'd love to, but this is just not for me, it's not going to happen. I've been through so many Yom Neroims, year after year. I've decided the Yom Neroim, I'm not going to go back to my old ways, but it doesn't happen. We all end up, maybe a few days after Yom Kippur, we're still better, and then a few weeks, or eventually we go back to our old ways again. So therefore, anyhow, it's not going to work for me, so why bother? Now this is a big mistake, and this is not what the Rambam meant. I know it sounds a chiddush, but what I'm going to bring out to your side is from the base of the Kim Reb Sadia Gaon. Wherever you look, you'll see this yesoid, if you look carefully, and it's kaboyt on Divrei Chazal. There's a big mistake in this inyan, which maybe the Yetzer Hara tries to make us think the wrong way, in order not to bother. But I want to show you from Rishonim, from Goyinim, this is a big mistake. It's always nice to bring out a yesoid, which we find in Rishonim, in Goyinim, in Chazal, with a vort, so we'll embellish it in a vort. But the vault is not the riot of the Yisoid. Chazal tell us, after Cain killed his brother, he did tshuva, and because of that, his sentence was commuted. The Medrash says, he met Adam Arishan. Adam Arishan knew what happened. He said, what happened? How do you manage to stay alive? So he answered, Osisi tshuva, I did tshuva, minis pasharti. I sorted myself out. Adam Arishan banged his head, and he said, that's the power of tshuva. I didn't realize. And the Mefarshim asked, what's going on here? Cain made tshuva. He knew he could make tshuva. Adam Arishan didn't realize he could make tshuva. What does it mean? It's one question. Another question is, Adam Arishan said, "O Isha Shenasata li hinotna li v'oichel." She gave me v'oichel. It should say v'ochalti. Says the Medrash, Rabbah, the end of Perek Yutes. It doesn't say v'ochalti. It says v'oichel. Says the Medrash that Adam Arishan was saying, "O Isha Shenasata." I'm going to continue eating the Eitz Hadas. Adam Arishan, you'd see a cup of our Kodesh Baruch Hu. He said, I'm going to continue doing this Aveira. What does that mean? What did he mean by that? What exactly did Cain understand which Adam Arishan didn't understand? And how could Adam Arishan say, I'm going to continue doing this Aveira? What's the pshat? Let's go back. So the way we normally understand from this Rambam, from the Gemara, that what does it mean to achieve Kaparas Avonis? So we feel it means that I've got to be goyma in my heart never to do it again. And therefore we think, I know I'm going to do it again, so therefore the Kaparas Avonis doesn't work. It's not a proper avoider which is required for Kaparas Avonis. Now this is a big mistake. The Beis Elokim in Shara Tshuva Perek Shishi writes, we've got to understand, if a person does Tshuva and makes a Kabbalah al-Osid, and later he goes back to his old ways, has the Tshuva helped? Has there been a Kaparas Avonis? Zogdem Abit, Ki Nira Medivri Rabbi Yisenu. It's clear from the words of Chazal that if a person is choyze b'tshuva, he's got charota, he says vidui, and he's mekabel al osit, v'goma b'libush lo la'aseis l'moit, he promises in his heart he's not going to do it again. Says the Mabit, Beis Elokim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu removes those sins, as we spoke a few years ago, as if they never existed, his history is rewritten. And then he writes, "Im achakach choyze lachtoi." If he goes back to sinning, yetzahara hu shepitoisoi. It's the yetzahara that's come to entice him mechadosh lachzel lemach shechata. Especially as a person's used to speaking lashon hara or doing any avera which he's used to doing, it's not so hard the yetzahara to get him back to his old ways. It's a new story. V'lo yu achatoi merishayim. The original sins do not return. V'neurim they don't come back, revive themselves. After they've been bottled in the previous tshuva. This is what Rabbi Slikim writes. He says, once we goyim in our heart not to do it again, and at that very moment we have no intention of doing it again, then even if we do it again, it's a new story. It's a new chapter in our life. The old chatoim have gone. They've completely gone. I want to give you a moshel we can all appreciate. Maybe I hope we don't appreciate it. A smoker. He smokes one pack, two packs a day. He goes to his doctor once, he's not feeling perfect. The doctor realizes he can smell it because he's a heavy smoker. And he starts giving him a musadrasha about the dangers of smoking. And he shows him a picture of what the lungs of a smoker look like in comparison to the lungs of a person who's not a smoker. And he tells them, if you continue smoking, you're going to live only so and so much years. And he tells them all the health hazards of smoking, and how much you will gain by not smoking. And the doctor's a good doctor, gives him a musadrash of half an hour. fellow gets a shock when he sees these pictures. He doesn't notice them on the packet anymore because you get used to everything. But when he's shown the actual pictures, it hits him. He gets a shock. The person goes out of that surgery, and in his heart, he has no intention of ever touching a cigarette again. And he has no intention whatsoever of touching a cigarette again. A few weeks later, he's craving for it. A few months later, and eventually he plateaus, and he goes back to smoking. You know, people have said to me, I've stopped smoking 6 times. And they really did stop smoking. And what's the pshat? The pshat is that at the time he had no intention of ever smoking again. But later on he craved, he couldn't control himself, he started smoking again. It doesn't mean at the time he wasn't 100% sure in his heart. He was 100% sure he's not going to smoke again. Reminds me of a story. To lighten the subject, when I was in yeshiva, I had a briefcase. When I was in school, it was a shtick to have a nice briefcase to take to school. Anyhow, so when I went to yeshiva, I took it with me to put my, as a hand luggage. And once, two bachurim came to me, asked if I could borrow the briefcase for a day. So it sounds a bit strange, what do I want the briefcase for? I says, what for? I says, I'll tell you, but please don't tell anybody. Says, the bachur was not well in yeshiva, and he's a heavy smoker. He's, I don't know, he's not well because of the smoking. We want to do a shtick on him. One of the shiks is that cleaned, we asked her if her husband can dress up and pretend he's a doctor. We managed to borrow a stethoscope. And he should come into the bedroom where the bachur is, and we'll say we couldn't get hold of the regular doctor, Dr. Chalk, and Dr. Chalk sent him. And he should play a game as if he's a doctor, a Geordie doctor, and he should listen to his chest and make a grave face and say, your lungs sound terrible. Let's give this bachur a shock. And he'll stop smoking a packet a day. Let's give him a shock. Let's do, and then, you know, I mean, he's going to get better in 2-3 days because it's just a normal flu or cold. He's all worried what's happening to him. And he asked, they said, we want your briefcase because this Geordie guy, he hasn't got a briefcase in here. We want to make it apart. He should walk in there like a proper doctor. We got the things. Good. So they did that. And I was very happy to see that it worked. That it worked. And he Tucker stopped smoking, he got a shock. This guy said to him, your lungs are terrible, things are very grave. And he gave him a gun to drosh, he played the part very well. And the boy got a shock, he Tucker stopped smoking. And he really never intended smoking again. But I actually know him, he lives here in Manchester, and he's still smoking. It doesn't mean at the time, when he made that Kabbalah, he wasn't going to believe never to smoke again. This is all the basis of Kim's writing. And it's not just the Beis HaLikim, it's from Sadia Gaon, who writes the same thing, and they all quote it from Chazal. When a person, b'shas, he's doing tshuva, thinks in his heart, b'lev shalom, with a complete heart, shelo yashan, he's not going to do it again, he writes to you, tshuvosu mekabelas, the tshuva is neskabel, and if afterwards, he gets a craving to do an aveira, ein tshuvosu nefsedes. This does not rub out his previous tshuva. When we hear this is something we can achieve. Of course, it's not completely easy, but with a run-up to Yom Kippur, the Slichas, the Rosh Hashanah, the Sesame Tshuva, we start getting more serious. And with the Yom Kippur, with all its feelings and inspirations, by the time we get to Ne'ilah, or to Minchan Yom Kippur, every person can achieve a feeling, I'm not going to do these aveiras again. And he really means it. And he has no intention of doing it again. That is something we can achieve. And the fact that last year we went back to old ways doesn't make null and void the tshuva of last year's Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. It doesn't affect it at all. When we come back to Shomayim, we're not going to find a zecha of the aveiras from the previous Yom Kippur, from the year before the previous Yom Kippur. It's rubbed out completely. If we look at it this way, it gives us a cheshek. We can achieve this. In a moment of inspiration, on Yom Kippur, we're like Malachim, we can reach a level where in our hearts, we do not intend doing these averas again. It's something that everybody can achieve. The fact that he's going to do them again should not be part of his train of thought on Yom Kippur. That's irrelevant. That's a new story. It's a new chapter. What the Rambam means, this famous Rambam that gives us always a shock, V'yod olav yudea talumois, that Akshboch should give witness about him, Shliyoshav lekish lo'id, he won't return to his old ways. It means, at that moment, Akshboch can give witness that this person has no intention of going back to his old ways. And then there's a kaparas avonis. If you don't understand the moshel of smoking, I'm sure everybody's can identify themselves with the moshel of dieting, the same thing. When you say, I'm not going to eat things that are not good for me, I'm going to diet till I reach a certain weight, and we know, usually it doesn't last as long as we would like it to, although at the time we were 100% certain we're going to do it. Now that Rambam, interestingly, the Chai Adam writes, two words extra in the Rambam, he quotes the Rambam, and he writes that, in that moment, it's very clear that I understood Pshat and Rambam. So this Rambam shouldn't give us a fright, like he usually does. The Rambam means, at that moment, Akshpoch can give witness about him, he's not going to return to his old ways. And that is something that everybody can achieve. There are many different reasons why we read the Parsha of Yishmael and Hagar on Rosh Hashanah. And one of the reasons the Svarim write is because Yishmael, as the Medrash tells us, had been a Ritzach before that story already. As this is the Medrash. It's a Medrash in Perek Gimel Ois Tezvov that he was already a Ritzach. And Chazal tell us that when he was dying of thirst, he did tshuva, and Akshpoch who listened to him, Ba'ashu Usham. As Rashi brings, the Malachim said, why are you letting this fellow live? He's going to cause so much trouble. To Klal Yisrael, so much trouble. So many Averis, why are you letting him live? Akshpoch said, now he's a tzaddik. Now he's doing tshuva. But he's going to murder again. It's not a proper tshuva. And the answer is, like we just said, at that moment, he had come to a madrega where he had no intention of murdering again. And that's one of the reasons they say we read the parsha on Rosh Hashanah.
He was only 16 years old,
wasn't he? Yeah, he had murdered. Yes, yes. I know, he's only 16. He's a young boy, but he's already murdered. So, Medrash. Yeah. How old is he?
16.
No, so he already committed murder. It says, "Blows below
the don't get oinish before
you're 20. Oinish. Okay, still not Vera. Still a pagam. Yeah. So still a pagam. Yeah. You might ask me that if that's the case, so what are the All the things we're doing. Oh, let's go back to answer by Cain and Hevel. By Cain and Odom Rishon. We asked in the beginning a question that Cain came out and he met Odom Rishon, and Odom Rishon said to him, how did you manage? I see you're going to survive. Hote gezocht, I did tshuva v'nispasharti. Odom Rishon heard it and he banged his head and he said, had I known this, I would have done the same. I didn't know that you could do this. That's one question. The other question was that the Medrash tells us, she gave me v'oichel. The Medrash says that he intended to eat again. How can it be he intended to eat again? And the answer could be that what Adam Rishon didn't realize was if you're goyve beliboy not to do an avera again, if you do it again, it rubs out the previous tshuva. That's what Adam Rishon thought. He said, v'oichel, I'm going to eat again. The Yetzer has come inside me. I'm not going to be able to control myself a second time. It's going to happen down the line in the future as well. So the male Adam Rishon said to himself, it's not going to be a proper Tshuva Shleima if it's going to happen again. Cain was Machadish to Adam Rishon. It is a Tshuva Shleima. Because even by Cain, the Medrash tells us, he was Yotzik Gagoin of Das Elyona. This is the Medrash. He hadn't really perfected himself and become a person who would never do it again. So he wasn't
an Aiden anymore, so he couldn't eat from Eitzadas anymore.
No, but before they threw him out, he said, Isha, before, this is Isha, when he spoke to Akshpoch before he was thrown out, the Isha suddenly, he didn't know what the punishment was going
to
be.
He spoke to Kai.
He said that beforehand. He said that beforehand, Isha Safdi Vaychel.
Yeah, but when he said, I didn't know what that Shubha knows.
At the time, So Pshat is the machloikis between Cain and Adam Rishon. Cain understood that what we explained is the basis of the Kinnur Pesadia Gaon, and that's what Adam Rishon was making a mistake in. That's the Pesadia Sforim explain it. And the Pshat is, that's what Adam Rishon learned. And he says, I known, I could have done a tshuva and I wouldn't be to thrown out of Gan Eden. As they state in the Sforim Pshat, in the machloikis Adam Rishon and Cain. I want to explain another point. After you hear all this, so we just really need a Yom Kippur. We get inspired in Yom Kippur with fasting, the tefillahs. We feel so inspired in Yom Kippur we can achieve what we're talking about. With Yom Kippur, do we need a sesame tshuva? We can achieve this without all the extra that we do before Yom Kippur. So what's pshat in the slichas? This can be achieved. Bishloim, if you think that one has to come to a madrigal, we're never going to do that various again, then we can understand. We need 2 weeks of preparation. But if this is the pshat, can it not be achieved in one day? I want to tell you what Tzadok HaKohen, how he explains this. I want to say with a marshal, it's not his marshal, but a marshal I once heard from a Chosh Vahid. Imagine two friends, both got a business, both working hard. One person's about tzlich in the business is going well, sales are soaring, he's making big profits. The other friend, the business is not going well. And it comes to a point where the business goes bankrupt. He owes money, he hasn't got enough even for basic needs, very depressed. And he walks past his friend's factory, his friend's business, and sees it's thriving, and he sees that his friend's doing very well. In a moment of madness, he goes in the middle of night and he burns down his friend's factory. In a moment of madness, jealousy can bring about terrible, the worst in people. And of course, the next day he's got tremendous charata. How could he have done this? How could he have done this to his friends? How could he do it to anybody? And he was beside himself. He couldn't cope with what he had done. After a few weeks, he plucked up the courage, he went to his friend and told him the whole story. And the friend was a Baal Madrega, a Tzaddik. And he said, I can understand you. A person can get into a moment of madness, do things which he regrets afterwards. And moichel you b'leiv shalom. He was moichel b'leiv shalom. And he walks out of the house, a massive stone's rolled off his chest. He starts breathing again for the first time in a few weeks. And he feels a mensch. His friend's been moichel and b'leiv shalom. And he walks home happy. The next day, he's walking down the street to pass his friend's burnt down business. He suddenly feels the pain. Look what he did. His friend's been moichel him, but look at the devastation he caused in a moment of madness. Look what he's done. And that brings him tremendous pain every time he walks past his friend's business that he burnt down. So Rabbi Tzadok HaKohen Lublin, that we can achieve kaparas avoinus with being goyim b'libo, I'm not going to do it again. Like we said, at that moment he has no intention of doing it again. We have no intention of doing it again. We get kaparas avoinus. There's no punishment. Our history is rubbed out. But every aveira causes damage. It causes devastation. So Chaim Volozhin explains in Perek Aleph, in Sha'alaf Perek Dalat, every little thing we do causes tremendous ramifications in the upper worlds. The good things build. The bad things cause devastation, they cause destruction. So a person, even when he comes to Shemayim, he's had kaparas avoinus, but he's still going to be pained by the destruction he caused. So Rabbi Tzadok HaKohen, this is the slichas, the extra tefillah, we're rebuilding the destruction our avodas caused. And we want to do that because it's not just a matter of not being punished. We don't have the pain of seeing the destruction we caused. And that is going to be achieved by all the slichas and all the extras we do besides the actual al-chait that we clap on Yom Kippur. This point we're bringing out today is very clear in Rishonim. It's very clear the Chai Odom Le'Pshat and Rambam. said this shir a few days ago to someone. I said, he heard that's not true. It's not true. If we go back to the old ways, then it rubs out the tshuva. And the reason why somebody might say this is because of the Chayv Salvavus in Shah Tshuva Perek Zayin, it's on page 122 in the Tafim of the Sefer, the two volume, the regular Chayv Salvavus. And lucky I'd already seen this Chayv Salvavus, because I told him, if you look at the Mefarshim and you look at the words clear and you look at his Raya, that's not what he means. And if you look properly at the wording of the Chayv Salvavus and the Raya he brings, the Chayv Salvavus means if a person does Averus after Yom Kippur and he's got Charotah for the Tshuva that he did. That's what he means. He's got charata that he did tshuva. When we do our aveiras, it does pain us, even when we're doing it. We know we're doing wrong. We don't have charata for the tshuva that we did. That's the chavis I was talking about. When a person has charata, then it's completely different. Then he's rubbed out the tshuva and the aveiras come back. But no, none of us have charata. We're not talking about such a person who has charata. Chavis Ovad never meant to argue with the Beis Elikim, with the Rav Sadia Gaon, and with the way the Chayodim learns Pshat and Rambam. But this is the Yisoid we want to internalize today. One of the main reasons why a person doesn't feel the necessity to do the job that he's supposed to be doing on Yom Kippur properly, because a person feels in himself, I did it last year, I went back to the old ways, it's worthless, it's a joke. It's got no value whatsoever. This is a mistake which we make. The Yitzhara wants us to make this mistake, even if we don't actually feel that mistake, but subconsciously it's within us. We think that nullifies and destroys the tshuva that we did. And today we're hearing very clearly from the Rishonim, which are Gebot and Chazal, that this is not the case. And the avoider of being goyim belibe, I'm not going to do it again, that's something within our reach. That's something we can achieve, that's something everybody can achieve. In that moment of inspiration, I've got no intention of doing any of these avoiders again. And when we do that, we can come out of Yom Kippur with a sumech v'toiv leiv, we've rubbed out our past. It's completely been erased from all the files. And we don't have to chew on those averes again. Every year we're making chews on the averes of the past year. But those averes are gone. We can come out with a confidence. Yeah, we stay tak in Shulchan Aruch and Rosh Hashanah as well. We come home with a simcha, with a confidence. That is the frame of mind we're supposed to have after Yom Kippur. Because we feel we can, about it, it's still an avoider. I'm not saying it's easy. We've got to work on it to get there. And of course, in the sense of Meitshuva and the Meislichas, we're being careful on various things more than the rest of the year. We're working towards it. We're getting there. But the climax of Yom Kippur, we can reach this darga of being goyma belev. And I think this two mashalim we gave are good mashalim which can make us really understand what we're saying here. The people who stop smoking many times, the people who diet many times, at the time they're completely convinced they're not going to do it again. They're not intending to smoke again. This is a basic mashal which can give us a clear understanding what's expected of us, what we need to do in order to get kaparas avonos. So, Gemaldik Chizik, this is not Akshpochu Melatovus that Bashar Tshuva writes. Akshpochu did us a favor. Melatovus, he allows us to do Tshuva. Akshpochu loves us. He wants us to do Tshuva. He's waiting for our Tshuva. As we said last year, it's not a parking ticket, a fellow with his chevra give out tickets. He's not looking to give out a parking ticket to everybody. He's not looking. He's not looking to do that. Shmuel wants us to do tshuva. He wants us to come back to him. And this is all achievable. And we spoke last year that the first chedik is Rosh Hashanah. And that is to become a tzaddik. And that's also within our reach. It takes a second to become a tzaddik. I want to return to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We said that Maiser, which with Rabbi Aaron Leib Steinman, a yid came to Rabbi Aaron Leib Steinman and said to him that he's been asked to be a Bal Musav on Yomim Neroim. But who am I? How can I be a Bal Musav? I'm so white from Madrego being a Bal Musav. He said, what's the problem? On the few seconds it takes you to go from your place to the Omud, you'll be Mahara B'tshuva, you'll be a Tzadik Gomel. That's what he said to him. And that's Geboit in the Gemara. I'm a Kaddish Ish, I'm a Noshani Tzadik. If a person gives kiddushin to a lady, I'm lost as a tzaddik. The Gemara says clearly, I feel a rosh gomu, it's a sofim mekadeshes, says Rashi, shem hirat shuvah bedaitai. In 1 second, a person can become a tzaddik. In 1 split second, I want to return to you. That is what makes a person into a tzaddik. And if you ask me that the Gemara Rosh Hashanah says that Akshpoch has got 3 books open in front of him, and Rashi and Tosis explain if it's Rav Averis, then he's called a Rosha, then he's not called a tzaddik. And I've checked this out with other people who've done the sugya. The pshat is that it's without tshuva. It's without tshuva. But with tshuva, the person reaches a madrega of tzaddik, and that can be reached in a small amount of time, even in a second. That's the avoid of Rosh Hashanah, to become a tzaddik. We want to return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One of the rise of this is, the Pasuk writes, return to me, Vashuva Aleichem. You return to me, and I'll return to you. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Lashon of tshuva, the Lashon of return, is not shaykh. That there's a musuk of Kaparas Avoinus. Tshuva's got nothing to do with Kaparas Avoinus. Rosh Hashanah, the avoid is to return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want to come closer to you. The Averis pushed me away, I want to return, I want to make a U-turn and come back to you. That is tshuva, that's the void of Rosh Hashanah. The void of Kippur is Kaparas Avoinus, and that can be achieved with a gemiras belayed at that moment that I don't intend doing it again. What happens in the coming year is irrelevant. That's a new attack from the Yetzer Hara that does not nullify or destroy the tshuva that we did. It's niskabel on our Averis in the previous year wiped out. Good.